In Europe this week, President Biden was asked about global food shortages, as Ukraine and Russia are both major producers of wheat.
Yes, we did talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real. The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well.
Ukrainian ports are shut and farmers are now soldiers. So let's talk food prices now with Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Scott.
We're already seeing flour disappear from store shelves in Lebanon. There's hoarding. In some places, bread prices are up by 70% in importing countries. Why are we seeing these dramatic changes already?
Well, they call Ukraine and Russia the, quote, breadbasket of the world because together they account for about a quarter of the world's wheat exports. They're also very big exporters of other grains and really big exporters of corn. So obviously those supplies are being impacted. There's concern that Ukrainian farmers won't be able to tend to their fields and that even if they can produce, shipping in the Black Sea is very problematic right now. So it's tough to get it out of the area. But the other big thing, Scott, is fertilizer. Russia is a huge producer of fertilizer for the rest of the world. They account for about a fifth of the world's fertilizer exports, and they've already urged their producers to reduce exports. So that's a big issue for, you know, farmers around the world who rely on those fertilizer imports going forward.
Yeah. Well, many governments around the world subsidize these key grains and oils from Ukraine, as you're describing. So what does this mean if prices are really going up for these governments that subsidize and the people who depend on this?
It's a real risk of hunger problems in many poorer nations around the world. I'll give you an example. The UN World Food Program has singled out Yemen especially. They say, you know, we've provided assistance to 13 million people every month in Yemen, but they were forced to halve that assistance. Even before this invasion threatened supplies, there was just lack of donations to them. So this is really going to exacerbate that problem for countries that rely on donations. Donated food, or countries like Egypt, which provide subsidized bread and wheat for their citizens.
Now, history has taught us that high food prices can be linked to social instability. It was connected to the Arab Spring. It was connected to 1989 Tiananmen Square in China. Is this a potential concern here?
I think it definitely is. You're absolutely right. The Arab Spring about a decade ago, a lot of the trigger of that was surging food prices. In Iraq, there have already been some protests breaking out, according to Al Jazeera, because of the rising prices of food. Probably not a huge concern for the U.S., but certainly around the world in some of those poorer countries that rely on imports, it's definitely a concern, especially if this drags on for a longer amount of time.
Yeah. And I was reading, even in this country, some of the grain prices are already going up, reflecting the market's reaction. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.